Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, I finally tallied up the dafim after a long break that we had together. And actually, when I tallied up the dafim, we came to a really round number. We are on our 1,100th dafim shas, daf samach zayin in Maseches Nedarim. And another round beginning, we are beginning Perek Naira Murasa. So it's a round number, 1100, and the beginning of a new Perek Naira Murasa that deals with the halachas of Nedarim that are made by a Naira who is also engaged. The Naira is a girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. And there are many halachas. We discussed quite a bit of them in Maseches Ksuvos, Daf Lamites, and Daf Memvav. A lot of our daf is going to be repeat of that. And there is a shared responsibility between the husband and the father. On the one hand, she is a murasa. That means that the husband said Hare Mekudeshesli, yet at the same time, because she has not been taken into the husband's rishus, she's also partially in the father's rishus as well. And we're going to learn in the Mishnah that the father and the husband can revoke her nedarim. And that's going to be the topic of our perek, and that is the hafaras nedarim of both the father and the husband. Today's daf is not a long one, a straightforward one, so let's begin. Naira murasa viyu baila mefiri nedareha. A naira who is also married, both her husband and her father can revoke her neder. Hafer av lo hafer abal. What happens, continues the Mishnah on the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the father revokes the neder, but the husband does not. Hafer abal v'lo hafer av. Or vice versa. The husband revokes it and not the father. Eina mefer. The halacha is that the neder is not revoked. In other words, in order for the neder to be revoked, it needs to be revoked by both of them. And certainly if one of them fulfilled the neder, in other words, says that they're happy with the neder that was made, so then certainly the neder would be standing. So the theme of our Mishnah is that in order for a neder of a Naira Murasa to be revoked, it needs to be revoked by both the father and the husband. Asks the Gemara, as the Gemara begins to analyze our Mishnah, three lines from the top, Hainu Reisha, what we learned in the Seifa, where we learned that if the father revokes it but the husband does not, or vice versa, that the neder is not considered revoked, so that we already learned, claims the Gemara from the opening line. Nara murasa avila ubaila mefiri nedara. That in order to be made for the neder, you need both the father and the husband. Answers the Gemara, mild, the same I would have thought, o avia o baila, that it takes either one. If either one is made for him, then that would be enough. Of O Avila O Baila Ketani. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is not that way. That our Mishnah is telling us, and we only learn that from the Seifa, that both are absolutely necessary to revoke the neder of the woman who is a Naira Murasa. Continues the Gemara to analyze our Mishnah. V'ein tzarech lomer shekiyem echad mehen. The Mishnah added, you need both to revoke, and there's no need to spell out, says the Mishnah, that if one of them affirms the neder, then in such a case, the neder is certainly binding. Ask the Gemara, lomale lemisne. Why do I need to say that if one of them affirms, it certainly it's binding? Hashte yesh lomar hafer ze below ze velo klum. Once we learned that if one of them is not mefer, if one of them does not revoke, then in such a case, there is no change in the status of the neder, and the neder is valid. So, kiyem echa mehem lomali. So, why do I need to even mention that one of them affirms it? Certainly, if one affirms it, we know that from the fact that once one doesn't revoke it, then by definition, it's affirmed. According to the Bach, we take out the words Tzricha L'misni, answers the Gemara, Ki Itzrich Le, when do we need it? Kigon Dehofer Echamehen, V'kiim Echad, one revoked, the other affirmed, V'chazar HaMekayim, V'nishal Al HaKamoso. And then the one who affirmed took back through a question. What that means is that his affirmation, he realizes, was based on an incorrect assumption. So he took back his affirmation. Ma'u the same. I would have thought ma'iduuki ha'akre, that at the end of the day he didn't affirm it because he was okay. He removed his affirmation. Kamashmalon, the Mefirim Shnei Bim Basachas. The Mishnah is telling us the moment that one is Mefer and the other is Mekayim, even if the one who is Mekayim takes it back entirely, nevertheless, the halacha is that you need both to be Mefer at one time. The Ram points out that from the words of the Rambam, you don't need to be mefer mamish bibas achas. The Ram points this out, I would say, about six or seven lines into the medium-sized lines. But what it means is that there needs to be no interruption of kium in the interim. In other words, even if one is mefer b'shachris and the other in the evening, the chiddush of our Mishnah is that you can't have an instance where there was a moment in which one of them was mekayim, even if he ultimately changes mind. The Ran quotes a Rajba that asks a very sharp question on our Gemara. Let's take a look and see it inside. Not always do we do these things inside, but let's take a look. The Rajba asks, the Ran quotes it about 12 lines in. The Hiksha Rajba, first word on the line in the standard Gemara is Lamale Lamisni, Lay. The Hiksha Rajba, the Rajba asked, this is in the medium sides lines. Amayam rina da hafara kamaisa botla lahad lubasar de ishal ala kamasa. The rule of our Gemara was that once a fellow was makim, in other words, either the father or the husband is makim the neder, so then in such a case, then even though that makim was undone with the she'ela, nevertheless, Kivan de Chacham Oker es Hanidra Meikara, it's not going to be valid. Asks the Ran, quoting from the Rajba, since the Chacham is Oker the Neder Meikara, Hareyu Kilu Lo Hekim Klal. Once that's undone, the Meikim, so then the Halacha views it as if that Hakama didn't exist. And he proves it from a case in Kedushin. Ukedisna b'isha mekadesh. Hamekadesh is a isha amna she'en aleha nedarim, v'nimtza aleha nedarim, einu mekudeshes. Hocha lefnei chacham ve'etira harezu mekudeshes. So if a man is mekadesh a woman on the condition that she doesn't have nedarim, and it turns out she has a neder, so then of course the Kedushin is not going to be valid. What happens if the neder was undone with a she'ela? So the halacha is that now she's married. Why? We consider as if there was no neder at all at the time of Kiddushin. So Hachanami asks the Rajba, to say over the Rajba's kasha outside, the Rajba asks like this, why do we view it that this makim interrupts the hafara of both of them? Why don't we say both of them were mefir? The fact that one was making it should be insignificant once it was undone with she'ela. And the proof of that is that when it comes to kedushin, if a man is mekadesh a woman on the condition that she doesn't have a neder, even if she did have a neder, once the neder was making, it's considered as if it doesn't exist. So too now, the hafara should be insignificant, should be entirely significant, the hafara of both of them, because the fact that he was once makim, as long as you're mashil on it, then it makes it as if whatever took place beforehand does not exist at all. That's a very fascinating question. The Ran answers the question, five lines from the bottom, in the following way. When it comes to Kedushin is a full-fledged Maisa. Avagav, the Kol Zman Shel Lo Etira Lo Chayli, that when it comes to Kiddushin, since it's a Maisa Gomor, we allow that Maisa to stay in abeyance and say, of course, as the condition of the Kiddushin was, that if she has a neder, the Kiddushin is not valid. But if the neder is Hutar, then the Kiddushin would be valid. So we say that if they're matir the neder, so then it uproots that neder to the point that the maisa kedushin remains. Havel hafara continues the run two lines before the y. Dechad mehani kol when it comes to the hafara of the father and the husband, each one of their hafaras is not significant by itself. The ba'apin av sheilav midiu elibitz rufa deidach. You need both the father and the husband to be made for the neder. Vafilu b'tzrufa di'idach, lo mani kozman shem ruim l'tzarf b'yachad. Both of those hafaros need to be joined together. And therefore, says the Ran, if at the time one is mefer, the other one was not because he was mekim, even if later on he shoel on what he was mekim, there was no maisa to stay in place, which then could be affirmed retroactively. And since the hafara of one of them is not significant by itself, when one was making, so then in such a case, even though later on it was undone, then it's too late, because the hafara of one of them wasn't strong enough and was immediately batel once one was making, even though later on it was undone. We could add that is exactly what the Lashon HaGemara is, the Mefirim Shneim Bebas Achas. We pointed out that according to the Rambam and others, it doesn't mean literally it has to be basachas. However, what needs to be done is that both of them have to be mefer simultaneously, in the sense it can't be that one is doing something else. Even though later he changes his mind, since the first hafara isn't a defining maisa by itself, just like kedushin is a defining maisa, a singular hafara is not a defining maisa, and therefore it would be insignificant once another is making, even if he's shoel on that hakama later on. Let's go back into the Gemara. V'nara amurasa aviyo abaylo mefirin nedarah. We learned in our Mishnah that both the father and the husband need to be made for the neder. Minolan, after we've analyzed some of the nuances of that, the Gemara asks for the source. Amar Rabba, Amar Kra, v'imhoya siya li'ish undareha aleha. If a woman marries a man, nidareha aleha. Now, ostensibly, the pasuk by itself really doesn't tell us much. Let's take a look at the psukim in Perek Lamed in Parshas Matos. There, the Torah describes a daughter and a daughter's neder and the father's ability to be mefer the neder. That takes place in the beginning of Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Beis through Zayin. Then in Pasuk Zayin, which our Gemara quote, Vim Hoya Siya Le'ish Undareola, then the Torah talks about a case of a woman that's entirely married to a man. All that those words, Vim Hoya Siya Le'ish Undareola, means that if she is to a man, in other words, she is married, and she makes a neder, the Pasuk goes on in Ches, then the husband has the ability to be mekayim the neder, to affirm the neder, or to be mefer the neder. What exactly the Gemara is bringing out according to Rabba, let's see in the words of the Gemara, and then the way the Rishonim explain. Again, Omar Rabba, Omar Krav, Lim Hoyasil, Yishon Derel, Mikan, Lenaira Murasa, Shavia, Ubaila, Mefer, Nederel. From this pasuk, we somehow see that when it comes to Nar Murasa, so then the father and the husband are able to be mefer her neder. The Gemara asks the obvious question, and after the Gemara answers that obvious question, we're still going to need to explain more from the Mefarish and the Ran. Asks the Gemara, we're going to follow the girsa of the Bach, Ve'ema hai kra b'nesuaksiv. How could you say that this is the source for Nara Murasa? However, you're going to squeeze out of the pasuk that we learn from the pasuk that both the father and the husband can be mefer by a Nara Murasa. That pasuk isn't even talking about Nara Murasa. It's talking about a Nesua. That means a woman who's already gone into husband's Rishus. A Murasa is a woman whose husband said Hareat Mekudeshesli, but did not yet take her into his Rishus. Asks the Gemara, according to the Girsa of the Bach, Va'ema ha'ikra b'nesuaksiv. That pasuk is written by a nesua. Answers the Gemara, in mishum nesua krach riniksiv. If you're going to say that pasuk is talking about nesua, that wouldn't be difficult, even though that's the simple pshat, because there is another pasuk, and that is later on, v'im beis isha nidara. And the pasuk there says that the husband is mefer the nidareha. Ema tarvayu b'nesua. And if you're going to say that you need both psukim for nesua, v'chi tema trei kroi b'nesua lamli, why would we need two psukim by nesua? L'meimar to tell us, she'ein abal mefer b'koidmin.
The second pasuk is coming to tell us that the Baal only has the ability to be mefer nedarim that the woman makes when she came into the husband's rishus, not koidmin, not those nedarim that she made after she came into the husband's rishus. So the Gemara says, I don't understand how you could learn from that pasuk altogether. Answers the Gemara, turning on Talmud Beis, V'lav memela shamis mina. No, you don't need two psukim to tell us that you can't be mefer bekodmin. Explains the Mefarish that once we would have one pasuk of in Beis Isha Nidara, we learn that it's only the Beis Isha, the neder that the woman takes, the Beis Isha, that he could be mefer, and not any neder that he took place beforehand. So, the Gemara has claimed and has shown that if we're going to understand the pasuk v'mhaya siya l'ish undareh aleh as following the simple pshat that we're talking about, the pasuk is talking about a nesua, then that is very difficult because then the psukim are repetitious. And therefore the Gemara from Rabba says quite a chiddush. Some of the Girsa Rava says quite a chiddush. And that is the v'imhaya siya l'ish undareh aleh is coming to tell us a naira hamu'urasa, both her and her father may further nedarim. Now, we haven't explained, once we've shown that the pasuk is superfluous, and we're going to be mokim, we're going to explain the pasuk is talking about Nair Murasa, how do we learn that both the father and the Baal are mefer nedareh, and how in the world, if the pasuk is talking about a woman that's married, how in the world could we understand that that's talking specifically about a Nair Murasa? Here, the Mefarish and the Ran explain pshat, and they point out that once the pasuk is superfluous, then we need to look deeper into the pasuk itself. And there's an extra letter in the pasuk. This is the beauty of the drashos of Chazal. And that is the letter Vav. V'im hayasiya le'ish. As we've pointed out, the psukim beforehand are talking about a regular girl in her father's rishus. And here we have V'im, and a girl who is married. What's the and? A girl that gets married entirely leaves her father's rishus into her husband's rishus. It must be that we're talking about a girl who's in an in-between state. She is in the husband's rishus and in the father's rishus. The and. The v. And the v comes to tell us that we're talking about an instance of a woman who's in both of those rishuyos. And what do we see? What we see is that the and connects both parshios and says that this woman is in both of the parshios. It's in the parsha of a girl who's in her father's rishus and a girl who's also in her husband's rishus. And we see that the Baal could be mefer, but it also connects her to the previous instance, and that is an instance of a girl who's in her father's rishus. So the Naira Murasa, if you will, is both. She is a vi'im. She is both in the husband's rishus, as well as, going back to the previous parsha, in her father's rishus. So that's how the Gemara answered why we must assume that that pasuk is not talking about nesua, and to darshan the v, because otherwise the psukim would be superfluous. The Gemara also continues and gives another reason why the pasuk should be understood as referring to a Naira HaMurasa and not like the simple pshat that we're talking about, Nesua. Continues the Gemara, another explanation on the top of Samach Zayin on the base. V'iba Yisema, Dehavaya Kiddushin Mashma. The pasuk actually, claims the second teretz of the Gemara, seems to indicate we're talking about a woman who had undergone specifically Kiddushin and not Nesuin. Because the Lashon is V'imhoya Siya L'ish. The Lashon of Havaya, the Lashon of becoming, V'imhoya Sielish, if she will become to a man, or if she will come to a man, is actually a Lashon in the Torah that refers to Kiddushin. As the Mefarish points out, eight lines into the narrow on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, the Lashon of Havaya L'Yitziya is described in Kiddushin on Daf Hei. V'yotza V'hoysa L'ish, there we talk about Erisin. And since the Lashon of Havaya is used, so then we would actually say that the Pasuk is not talking about a girl that went through Nisuin, only a woman that went through Kiddushin. Asks the Gemara, Ema Avlechu de Mefer. So then if you read the Pasukim, the Pasuk says, Ve'im, that you're going to connect it to the previous Parsha, so maybe I would think that the father himself would be able to alone be Mefer. Answers the Gemara, Im kein va'asra iser beis avia yaniya asa lamali. Hash the yesh lamer b'makum aros mefer of lechudei. If we're now saying that the halacha would indicate that in a case of an arusa, the father alone is mefer, so then why do I have all these psukim beforehand that we read, psukim beis through vav, va'asra isar beis avia yaniya asa, all those psukim that are telling us a regular girl, her father is mefer, her nedar. If we say back into the Gemara, Hashesh Amr Makom Arus Mefer of Lechudei, if when we're now suggesting that when she's in Arus, the father alone is Mefer, Shiloba Makom Arus Mibai, what do I need? Psukim Beis through Hey that tell us a regular girl the father could be Mefer. If the father is Mefer when his daughter is an Arusa, certainly that he would be Mefer when she's not even Arusa. So it must be that there is a difference between when she's just his daughter and when she's an Arusa, and that is that when she's an Arusa, he alone cannot be Mefer it. He needs the husband. And when she's his daughter, she's his daughter, so then in such a case, the father alone could be the one that's Mefer. So now we understand why we have both different psukim. I might have thought that b'makom arus, the father could be Mefer alone, and the pasuk is coming to tell us, no, he's only Mefer alone in the case of the daughter. So you need two different parshias. Asks the Gemara, Eima av liboy arus, va'arus l'chudei Mefer. So now let's go in the other direction, and say, once we know that the father needs the arus to be Mefer, so that's true, because you have two different parshias when the father is alone Mefer, when it's just his daughter, and she's not Arusa. And then when she's Arusa, he needs the Arus to be Mefer. But maybe the Arus alone could be Mefer, and that's not the halacha. The halacha is that the Arus needs the father to be Mefer, and the father needs the Arus to be Mefer. Both of them need to be Mefer, as we saw in our Mishnah. V'chi teima, and if you're going to say that the father then is superfluous of the Kas Rachman Alamali because he can't be Mefer without the Arus. No, Miboile, then we would need it, Di'i Hakim Hakim. That if the father is making the Neder, so then in such a case, the Neder would stand because the Arus needs the father also to be Mefer. So the Gemara now is still asking, Eima avli boy arus, va'arus lechudei Mefer? Answers the Gemara, in Cain, again going with the girsa of the Bach, in Cain, v'im beis isha nedara l'may kasad. If we're going to say that the arus alone is Mefer the neder, so then why does it say in base isha nedara? Why does it say that when she is in the bias of her husband, that the husband could be Mefer only when she's a nesua? If we're going to say that the husband alone could be Mefer the neder, then it's not only when she's a nesua. Kal v'chomer uma b'makom av arus mefer lechudei. When there is a father, in other words, she is only in arusa, so there's still a father in the picture, the arus alone could be mefer, shelo b'makom av miboy, where there is no father, do we need the chidush? It must be that they equally are mefer. Again, going back into the Bach, the ema the imbeis isha nedara lomar she'ein habal mefir bekoidmin uminei orus mefir bekoidmin. And maybe we would learn the pasuk in beis isha nedareah to tell us something else, that the baal cannot be mefir a neder that took place before she had become a nesua. The Gemara answers uminei orus mefir bekoidmin. From this halacha itself shows that an arus cannot be mefer alone, because a arus could be mefer on kodmin, as the pasuk says vim hoya seal ishon darel leha. That refers to nedarim that are beforehand. Elolav, how could that possibly be? Mishum shutfase da'av. It must be that he is an equal shutuf of the father. So to summarize these complicated questions back and forth, what the Gemara is doing is as follows. The Gemara, in its conclusion of the Ibayis Ema that dominated this Amud, the second teretz of the Gemara of how we know that the father and the husband, as the Gemara concludes, they are shutfim with each other, is from the Vav Achibur, where we learn v'im haya siya l'ish, according to the first explanation of the Gemara. And in the second explanation, we learn out from the word havaya, that pasuk of v'im is talking about particularly a state of kedushin, to which then the Gemara had challenged, but maybe the father's role was still not equal of the husband's, and the husband's would be stronger, to which the Gemara then points out that the Torah does differentiate between the husband's strength of Beis Isha when she becomes a Nesua versus when she is still an Arusa, which is learned out, as we said, according to the Ibayis Ema, from Vim Hoya Sia Li'ish. The Gemara tried to reject that by saying that maybe Beis Isha refers to Eina Baal Mefer B'Kodmin, and the Gemara says, no. Even if you're going to say in Beis Isha Nedara tells us the Eina Baal Mefer B'Kodmin, that will actually prove the point that an Arus is an entirely different status, because an Arus is Mefer B'Kodmin. How could it be Mefer B'Kodmin? It must be because he's a Shutuf with an Av. This is a Tafshak Levitaria. If Be'ezer Hashem, we go over it, then I think it will become even clearer. To summarize today's daf is really one halacha, and that is that when it comes to Naira Murasa, the Av and the Baal are Mefer Nedarea. The last words on today's daf is that they're equal. They're a shutuf, equal partners in being Mefer that Neder. The Gemara gave us the sources for Naira Murasa, that the father and Baal are equally Mefer their Neder, and ultimately, according to both opinions of the Gemara, there were two sources in the Gemara. It starts with the pasuk of Haya Siya Le'ish, either V'im as showing that they're equal, or Haya Siya Le'ish telling us that there's a separate parsha called the parsha of Havaya, which is the parsha of Erisin, which is different than the parsha of Nisuin. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Zayin in Maseches Nedarim.